So our first speaker in that category is Dr. John Park. John is a pediatric urologist, surgeon in chief at CS Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. And John, we look forward to your comments.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Keith and Mary, for the invitation. Like Keith mentioned, I'm a pediatric urologist. Now, what do I do here? Like that? You do it. So, like Keith mentioned, I'm a pediatric urologist. I still am. And Keith also mentioned that I served as a surgeon in chief, which I'm not anymore. At our institution, we have a system where that important role is rotated every 6 years. So currently, the surgeon in chief is Dr. Marcy Lesperance, who is an otolaryngologist. But when we, at our institution, we decided to go through this journey, being the surgeon in chief, I felt like it was natural to sort of sign my name up as a medical director when we signed the contract to go through this process. So I'm here to share with you the experience of going through it as a first time. I don't have any disclosures to make. You know, again, what I believe I've been tasked this morning is to share key lessons that I learned from the medical director perspective, and hopefully we can have some further conversations afterward. The real meat of what we went through, Ashley Perrin, our program manager, will share that, so I want you to take out your notebook at the time and take a lot of notes. So where I practice, CS Mott Children's Hospital is a children's hospital embedded within a large academic medical center that Doug referred to earlier. So we had some unique challenges there related to that. We are the tertiary and quaternary referral center for the whole state of Michigan, located in southeast East Michigan, College Town, Ann Arbor. When we decided to start this journey, we heard about this program in 2014, 2015, and we were in Boston having a meeting, and we sort of kind of came together, sort of spoke together like John F. Kennedy saying that we'll put the man on the moon and come back, and said, why don't we be one of the first programs in the country to be certified as a level one center? And there was a real agreement and alignment by the hospital leadership and all the surgical leaders, so that was quite exciting. And we were certified as a level one center in December of 2017. We are moderate to large size children's hospital. We perform on average about 14,000 surgical procedures per year. So when we decided to go through this whole process, it was pretty intimidating. Somebody kept reassuring us that this is just like a trauma center verification, and then we heard from somebody that it's like that, except it's on steroids. So when we started to go through all the requirements about listed in the standards book, it was pretty daunting. But after having gone through, looking back, I think as a medical director, what really helped frame what we needed to do as a leadership team is to do this, which is what we do every day, to be a physician. So think like physician, and hospital is the patient. So signs and symptoms, all the stories of poor outcome, near misses, and all those stories, they kind of come up to you, filter up to you, kind of bubble up to you. But I think that as we began to look at this program and what the intent of the program was, and what the PIPS committee was supposed to do, we began to look at those stories more like signs and symptoms as a physician at the bedside of a sick patient. So we'll hear about it, we'll probe it further, we'll have conversation, we'll ask questions like taking medical history of review systems and history of present illness about what happened, what really happened, is this an isolated symptom, or is this some signs and symptoms, some underlying condition that we really need to be aware of as a hospital? And that pre-review questionnaire that the appendix to data and the clinician table really ended up being like a checklist of diagnostic tests and data. We really kind of brought up to surface about potential area weaknesses, some issues that we did not know existed that really kind of made it very clear. So we began to look at them more systematically. And ultimately, our job was to come up with the treatment plans, and this is where we sort of got to sit down with the site visitors to explain to them, this is what we think is going on, and this is how we're going to tackle it. And we recognized that there had to be a lot of uniqueness about our institution that had to be reflected about how we're going to deal with things as they come up. Actually, we'll go over this a little bit more in detail, but this is sort of like how we identified that would work as a treatment plan for our institution. So at the bottom row, there were various sources where we would identify these signs and symptoms and stories. So anesthesia, QA data, and like Doug mentioned, our M&M structure was very siloed by divisions and departments, but as a leadership team, we had to really understand about why they do it that way, how they evolved, and how they got to that stage. But we were interested in mainly about how to be connected to the existing structures rather than try to change them wholesale. And there are certainly the patient safety or risk reports that continue to float up to us. And at our institution, we happened to be at a time and place where there was a culture of performing this OR debriefs after every case. Essentially about 90% of the procedures performed, we always conclude the case by surgical team in the operating room discussing what went well, what did not go well, and what are we gonna do different, and we actually document that. So we're able to use that as well. And then certainly be really open to be receptive to word of mouth, because sometimes the people kind of grab you in the hallway and say, hey, I just want to tell you that something happened, and then you kind of perks up your ears. And as we identify the stories, they need to rise up to the PIPS committee, but the way our PIPS committee was really functioning and then understanding how we could function best, we need to stick at that one intermediate level we call surgical quality event review team to reflect what our hospital was doing to identify this safety events and then score them. And then the score team would be responsible for kind of putting together the items of discussion that we need to tackle at the PIPS level. And finally, the very top level, the perioperative procedure oversight committee, that's an institution-wide that includes the adult surgeons and whatnot about how to drive this the safety, and we need to be part of that. Now, what you will notice that all the arrows kind of rise up, we're still working on how to find the arrows that point down. In other words, as we identify and solve problems, how do we communicate back, not only to the referring physicians on the outside, but within the institution, and that's really a work in progress. At the end of the day, I think as a medical director, there are a lot of things that you need to do, but it really ends up being a leadership challenge. We decided that we're gonna do this, but we didn't know where to start. So when Ashley joined us, very first thing we did was that we took a road trip. And I figure where best to go other than go to the Mecca of the chair of the committee, Keith, is running in Milwaukee. So we actually took a road trip. And then we all individually had a mentoring session. So our anesthesia lead, Paul Reynolds, sat down with the anesthesia lead at the Milwaukee. And I had a one-on-one mentoring session with Keith. And I asked Keith, I said, what is the most important thing that you should be doing as a medical director? And he said that you have to really align everybody. So alignment sounds easy, but it's not as easy as you think, because you not only have to convince hospital leadership, which was fairly easy for me, because not only our leadership was very supportive, but we also had Ron Herschel, who was also part of the committee, so he beautifully articulated why we're doing this, and it was very easy and straightforward, but you do need to align the leaders. You do need to align your colleagues, and this will not be a surprise for you, but some surgeons and people would think that they're going to be more restricted, they're going to be tied down, this is going to be a bad news for them. So you do have to understand their motivation, align them. And certainly everybody in the whole surgical program, the nursing staff and the departments outside the surgical program need to be aligned about why we're doing this. And at the end of the day, as a site visit approached, we took the mindset of being a salesman. We just went on the road. We knocked on the door, went to every division meeting, faculty meeting, and their M&M conferences to sort of kind of show up. And two books that I'll recommend just to kind of help you, you may have read this, is Daniel Pink wrote this two books called Drive, that talk about what motivates people. And then second book, To Sell is Human, because you do have to really sell the whole program to the entire institution. I think the pitfall portion is that the five pilot program, except for UC Davis, were all freestanding children's hospital, and it was really interesting to find out about how their centers actually were structured. And it became very obvious that there are some common themes, but there are some different things between institutions that you do need to appreciate that. The pitfalls, Doug mentioned that already, the credentialing really, really made us nervous. Because we are children's hospital within an academic center, that we felt like Do we need to sort of kind of wipe the slate and then re-credential everybody with the age specific? And that was going to be a daunting task. So my strategy was, rather than just opening that big can of worms right out of the gate, let's go through the process. And if the site visitor and the committee really feel that that's a weakness, then there will be an opportunity for us to approach the hospital how to sort of address this concern. So I would say it as a first timer that you don't need to wipe the slate and do the whole thing all over again. The size of the team was also very daunting because, I personally believe that Ashley is the best program manager in the whole world. However, you know, some centers that we looked at, the pilot program, they had like multiple people as a part of the team. So either you have a super person or you have a team of average people, I guess, you know, but you choose. And the other thing that came up during the site visit conversation was the authority of the medical director. In other words, if there is a change that is identified and need to be made by the PIPS committee, can medical director influence the change? And that was a little tricky issue because, you know, certainly at our children's hospital, as a surgeon in chief slash medical director, I was not the department chair. I was not the chief of surgery. There is a very distinct difference between surgeon in chief versus chief of surgery. And what we felt like we had to do was how we solve problems, how we institute change. And I think that we discussed that with the site visitor team, that everybody pitched in about, we gave multiple examples about how we identify the problems, how we collaboratively solve the problem. And I think you do need to be able to explain that and not necessarily seek the executive authority to institute the change. So just a final word of advice before I open the podium for Ashley is that this is like one of my favorite quote from John Wooden's book, that good leader never stops learning and great leader never stops teaching. And empowering and encouraging your team. So this is our team. Paul Reynolds, our anesthesia lead. Ashley Parent, who will be speaking shortly. Mark Thorne, otolaryngologist, who is the director of surgical quality and safety. And then you can just subtract me and put Marcy Lesperance in that role, in that picture right now. But I as a, like Doug mentioned, the key to the whole program is the program manager. So, you know, if I fumbled and messed up a lot of things as a medical director, one thing I try to do all the time was constantly check in with Ashley, how are you doing? What can I do to help? So with that, I will step away and then open the podium for Ashley.